We had a little break, the Baruch Hashem. We're back on track. And with renewed spiritual koiches after the beautiful months of Elul and Tishrei, after the Taira of Yom Kippur, which brings us so much closer to Hashem, and it makes our tefillahs more accepted, it makes us more rotzei, favorable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we're zeicher to have the sukkah, Hashas HaShchina of the sukkah, and the simchas of the Torah, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one nation that Hashem really cares about and loves. The whole world was created for us. And now we have to take it onwards to the rest of the year. Cheshvan doesn't have a Yom Tovim because we don't want to get distracted. We want to just continue the chizuk that we had. That's what Cheshvan is. So I'll make a Jewish out of it. The Cheshvan is a word in Berachshin Sistos. It means that the lips are still moving. The mouths are still full of the cheers of the Shpachis and the tefillahs of the Yom Kippurim and Sukkot. We take that outward. The Mishnah was starting a new Noise, which is really a continuation of the Noise Bitochen in Hashem, but we're putting it into the Pesukei Gezimra, the Halalukas from Ashrei till the end of the Halalukas. Pesukei Gezimra is the Hachonah for the Shemar Esrei, that great Maimed that we're standing talking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's the title of Pesukei Gezimra for Kama, for Kama, reasons, for various reasons. One idea is, Torah brings that, says in the Gemara, a person should be Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards be Mispal. Before we request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu our needs, first enhance the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sing the songs of David and Melech and saying them over, paying attention to how much we appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and show him how close we are to him, and then we turn to him, the request is a completely different request. It's a request of somebody so close and beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of it. The Mekubalim, the other thing they say, Zimra can mean a song, it can mean also the Zamer, and Shemitah, you know, the coat of branches, Zira. Says that in order for Tzvila to go up, it needs a certain extra energy to go to. There's all different types of forces in the world that can stop it. And through the Sukkah of Zimra, it gives a special energy to our tefillah, knocks away, cuts away all those, the capture game, all these evil koiches. The same idea. Evil koiches are basically koiches that say, this person has no connection to your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why take his tefillah? He's always involved only in his physical life. And then we say, and we show Kadosh Baruch Hu how happy we are to be his special nation and how much we see how much he's taking care of us every second of the day. But basically, we knocked away all the tainas of Mekatchigim. So it's a very important part of the tefillah. As I said, we're not going to start. So the other things we said, we're going to start from Ashrei and go to the Halukas. Ashrei is something that says in the Gemara, the person says Ashrei three times a day, but then Olam Haba, a very powerful tefillah, the Shabbat brings, it's not just to rattle it off. If we pay attention to what we're saying, then you're Ben Olam Haba. So we're going to try to go pasuk by pasuk, and you come to a higher level of Bnei Olam Haba. We have a Sheikh of Olam Haba already in this world. That brings a special Siyat Shemayim. So just the opening of Ashrei, the Met, is one of the psukim of the Tehillim of Ashrei. Ashrei we know starts with Tehillah the David. There's a meaning that all Christ from David is the Ashrei Yeshu Reisecha Oid Yaluch HaSelam. David Ram says, and others, and we say this beforehand because the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries every day about his bias. The house of Hashem is destroyed. He doesn't have his Beis HaMikdash. And we're starting off to telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Yesh Beis Echad. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We still have the Beis Hashem. We still have the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses. Even we can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we have a special room which we daven in. We convey ourselves to Tefillah, to connect to Hashem. And we should want to answer a Kehillah inside the Beis HaMikdash. So we're showing Hashem that we're doing the maximum what we have in that our day and age. And we are fortunate and happy that we are the Yeshvei Reisecha. They're the ones that, even without the Beis HaMikdash being around, we still make the best of what we have. And we have our form of the Beis HaMikdash in which we're dominating in each one, like I said, wherever we are. Oy Galuch HaSela. And the person who does that, Oy Galuch HaSela, he will always, for eternal, will always be praising Hashem. And that's part of the idea of the Ashrei, like you said. Ashrei is a better Olam Haba. The Ashrei, say the Ashrei, the ideas of Ashrei makes us part of that eternal world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we remind yourself before you even say the words of Ashrei, that feeling that we are fortunate to be Yeshua Veitzachel. It's something for a person to think about in the course of the day. Even when things don't go exactly the way we want. I'm fortunate. I'm in Hashem's Yeshua Veitzachel. And the Elul, we said even more than that. We said there's a concept of Shifti Veit Hashem means paying attention to the entire world is a Beit Hashem, which is also true. Shavisi Hashem the Negdi Summit. The person always reminds himself, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we go through our day with that feeling of, I'm fortunate to be somebody recognizes that I'm a Beit Hashem, or it's the more intense Beit Hashem, the Shas HaTfila, or the general Beit Hashem, or wherever we are, even at the work, going down the street, wherever we're going, when Hashem's create a world that He created special for us, and we have that good feeling, then we have a good reason to be Yaluch HaSela. Have the eternal praising of Hashem and having that wonderful feeling throughout our lives and the world to come. Just to give the good chizik we can have throughout the day, whatever is going on. Amir Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the first pasuk of the great Tfila Ashrei. We'll explain a little bit more about how it makes us a B'nai Olam Haba. But this is an introduction. That we are the fortunate nation to be Yoshvei Veisecho, dwellers of your house. And we're the general way of looking at the world, that we're in your world, and we're going to go with you, Hashem, and if we go with you, life will be full of praises, constantly. We'll be always able to focus on the good, and we'll see the tremendous Yad Hashemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shalom Shalom.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechakeh Lecha Bekol Halashon, 03-617-1111.